Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated BF Goodrich All-Terrain TAK02. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM, let's create.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire for Wednesday, December 21st. Oh, we got a great guest for you today. TJ Houshmandzadeh, former Bengals wide receiver. This is a guy who is the first person to put me on to Zach Wilson because TJ Houshmandzadeh was working out with Zach Wilson ahead of the draft. He works out with a lot of prospects. He gave me a sleeper prospect off air that he just started working with. We don't discuss that. I'll save his name for the mock drafts. You know, that's how I roll. So I think you guys will really enjoy TJ Houshmandzadeh. He played for the Bengals, so we give the Bengals a lot of props because, you know, Cincinnati fans who are listening, not happy that I'm not giving them their due props for how well they played. Listen, the Bengals, they might be the best team in the NFL. I don't know. They're up there for sure. Still a little doubt, but damn, they're good. All they do is win and cover. But before we get to that, just two quick items. Number one, fun story. Well, unless you're in Chicago, there's some dissension among the ranks, apparently, with the Chicago Bulls. Zach LaVine versus DeMar DeRozan. Not really a battle I anticipated, you know, coming into the season. Remember, they went to the playoffs last year. It hasn't helped that Lonzo Ball's been hurt, that Vucicic, I hope I said his name right, probably not, is playing badly and is going to be a free agent, and they're not retaining him. They haven't been able to trade him. LaVine got the massive supermax, I think, 5 years, $215 million. DeRozan is kind of sort of on the cheap and maybe their overall best player. And apparently LaVine and DeRozan, who like a year ago at this time were like working together great, and now as soon as things go south, my read on it is that the Bulls are unhappy that LaVine is looking for his and getting points and all that stuff as opposed to winning. Now, you guys know I'm a big-time Zach LaVine fan. Never met him, never interviewed him, just a fan. Love his game. I just think he just looks awesome playing basketball. The moves, slithery, threes. I mean, he effortless, just a great dunker. One of my favorite moments, actually. I don't know if you guys remember the Olympics. So he was on the Olympic team, and he was all right. Whenever the last Olympics were. And they were rounding out the gold medal game, and, you know, the game was ending. And just casually, you know, the final buzzer goes off, and Zach Wilson goes up and does just, you know, game's ending. Just a 360 dunk and made it look so easy. And I was just like, oh, my God. Look, I mean, I know anybody in the NBA should be able to do a 360 dunk, but I'm telling you, he made it look like a layup for me. It's just you go up and lay the ball, and he just did a 360 just casually. So I'm a big LaVine fan, obviously not great in Chicago, but I actually don't think that's the biggest story in sports. There isn't really an NFL thing, but I'm going to say this. Before you bet any games this weekend, look at the weather. I saw it might be negative 17 wind chill for Bears, Bills in Chicago. I was talking to my son about who we should pick up in fantasy because other games have massive wind and precipitation and freezing. Like, you know, it's a fantasy semifinals. My son's there. He's facing a team that's 13-1. But we think we got a chance. We're very fired up. My great team in my the Fox League, hosted by Ben Verlander of Fox Sports, my team is we're not number one because we didn't pop for a while, but we have Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown. I mean, we've been a juggernaut, scoring so many. I think I had 177 points last week, and that's with Jerick McKinnon on the bench, who had like 34 or something. And now Jalen Hurts is hurt, so I got to scramble. We'll see. We'll see. Anyways, the biggest story, I think, is in college football. Now, even if you're not a college football fan, you will appreciate this. So the coach at Pitt is a guy by the name of Pat Narduzzi. You probably are dimly familiar with his work. He was a defensive coordinator at Michigan State for the longest time, then goes to Pittsburgh. And listen, he's done a great job at Pittsburgh. They were 11-3 last year, and they had Kenny Pickett, and then they had Jordan Addison, the Biletnikoff winner, the wide receiver. With Kenny Pickett going to the NFL, Jordan Addison said, I'm not sticking around. It goes to USC. And of course, the Pittsburgh people were unhappy, the whole NIL stuff, yada, yada, yada. Pittsburgh did rebound. They went 8-4 this year. They're going to a bowl game. You know, Narduzzi's doing some good things there. No doubt about it. They're playing well. And I know, Jason, everybody goes to a bowl game. It's so all the coaches keep their jobs. That's why the barrier for entry to bowl games is so low. But this is where it gets interesting. Narduzzi went on a radio station in Pittsburgh, 93.7 The Fan, and said he's heard two schools offered UNC quarterback Drake May, yes, that's the younger brother of Luke May, the former UNC basketball player, two schools offered him $5 million to transfer. Narduzzi won't say who, but he knows who. Says it's gotten out of control and it's only going to get worse. It's a sad, sad deal. Now, let's be real. Narduzzi is ticked that he lost Jordan Addison to USC. Okay? Narduzzi is trying to go scorched earth on NIL because guess what? He is one of the have-nots. Pitt, as good as they've been, is starting to show cracks. Like, we can get the guys. We can develop them. We can unearth the gems because our recruiting staff is better than yours. We know talent, and they can identify it. But guess what? A year or two later, that talent is getting poached by the big dogs. So they're essentially like a feeder system at Pitt, which stinks. You don't want to be a feeder system. I mean, it's sort of like the Florida Marlins in baseball. You know, they have no payroll. They don't want to spend money. They'll be a feeder system and then just sell their guys, make money, and the ownership makes a ton of money. So Narduzzi's ticked off and is saying Drake May was offered $5 million to transfer. So I start reading about May, ask a couple buddies. And, you know, the word is Drake May initially committed to Alabama. Then he backed out and went to UNC. Well, I'm sure you guys are aware of what's going on in Alabama. Bryce Young is going to be playing in the NFL next year. They missed on Arch Manning. Okay? So I know that they only have five-star recruits in the wings, but Jalen Milroe and Ty Simpson, neither of those guys are the caliber of Drake May. Milroe, obviously a very talented guy, coming out of high school in Texas. Listen, the guy's good. He ain't Drake May. Drake May redshirted. He's 6'4", 220. It's early, and things happen, but right now, he was the ACC Player of the Year. He's on track to be the number two pick next year. Two years from now. Not next year. Like, not next draft, 2024, after Caleb Williams. And should Williams slip up, May could slide right in there. Now, May did kind of struggle at the end of his redshirt freshman season. The talent there is undeniable. Okay? Drake May is, you know, a potential Heisman guy for next year. So let's just say Alabama's one of the guys. They miss out on Arch Manning, right? They are losing Bryce Young, and now Drake May could be their guy at $5 million. Can UNC retain him? And all these people are outraged. Oh, college football, it's going to the dogs. Like, stop it. That is total and utter nonsense, okay? Here's the reality. If Pat Narduzzi, who's done well, had been offered a bag, say, I don't know, he's making, let's say, $4 million a year. Let's say, just going to pick a team out, okay? I'm not, don't connect this to any. I'm just saying, let's say Tennessee. loved what Pat Narduzzi has done. They want to bring him on. They want to pay him $8 million. Pat Narduzzi has built up the Pittsburgh program. He's recruited a bunch of kids. But guess what? He's getting big money offers from Tennessee or whoever. And Pat Narduzzi says, hey, guys, thank you. I got to go. Nobody would blame him, right? You're trading up. You did a great job at Pitt. You've proven you can coach. You're ready for the big leagues, the SEC. What? Nobody would blame him. So why are we taking shots at Drake May for maybe considering taking money from Alabama or whoever? Like, why are we going after him? Now, $5 million, that's significant, but guess what? UNC got a stud. And you guys know how recruiting works. Once you get the guy, you got to keep everyone else away from him. They need to be doing whatever they can to keep Drake May. This isn't like, hey, you're with us now. You're on our team. You're not going anywhere. It's no different than a marriage, guys. You got to nurture it. You still got to do date nights with the wife. You still got to do the flowers. You can't just, I locked it down. We're married. Yeah, I'm just going to go do my own thing. And I've got my wife here. No, you got to be a good husband. You got to keep the romance up, as they say. You've still got to keep the romance up with your star quarterback. Now, I would hope UNC was obviously aware of this as soon as he started popping this year. And I mean, he was slinging the ball. Drake May was incredible for much of the season. Faded a little bit late, but that happens. This kid's a super prospect. Of course Alabama should be offering him big money. Now, there was another tweet, and again, you know, this is some speculative stuff, but I guess quasi-credible reporter comes out and says, keep your ears open. Wednesday could be a big one. Big quarterback on the move. Is it Drake May? We don't know. Caleb Williams, obviously not going anywhere. He is with Lincoln Riley at USC. They're going to be awesome next year. Who else is out there? Drake May's probably considered heading into next season, second best quarterback. I mean, I don't think Penix from Washington's going anywhere. He announced he's staying in school. The kid at Arizona, who I like a lot, I don't think he's on that, oh my gosh, he's transferring level. I think the rumors about Drake May, now maybe Arch Manning says, Quinn Ewers? What if I don't beat him out? Alabama doesn't have a quarterback. I could go to Alabama and start. I don't know. Does Arch Manning flip and make a change? So today, obviously, will be a big day, if the rumors are true, in college football. But I just want to be clear, like, I don't have a problem with Drake May. If UNC was paying him $500,000 in NIL money, he's proven that he's worth more than that. And if the, again, these are possibly just rumors spread by a sour coach in Pat Narduzzi. If somebody's offering him $5 million, UNC has to come to the table with more than that. Because, I mean, Drake May, we all know in sports, you're an injury away. Kyler Murray got his bag with the Arizona Cardinals. He's down and injured now. Who cares? He got paid. Now, you're Lamar Jackson. I think you got to think about your future. And there, by the way, early reports are Lamar Jackson not practicing yesterday for the Ravens. Very interesting to monitor his return to the field. You know the Ravens need him. Now, they still could make the playoffs without him, but they ain't winning a game in the playoffs without him. Goodness gracious, no. All right, without further ado, let's get to our guest, Fox Sports Radio's TJ Hoosh Manzada.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters, without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You know a guy.
Jason likes to think he knows everything when it comes to sports.
I know what sports fans want.
But for everything he doesn't, he knows a guy who does.
Let's just say I know a guy who knows a guy who knows another guy.
All right, let's welcome into Straight Fire a guy you know, obviously, from the podcast, from his time with the Cincinnati Bengals in the NFL, from his time, if you followed him back in college at Oregon State with Ocho Cinco, I believe. He is TJ Houshmandzadeh. He is on many, many platforms for Fox Sports and Fox Sports Radio. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing good, man. On Straight Fire, that's what we about to give them.
Listen, I probably should start by talking about the Bengals. TJ, I've been so wrong about them again this year. I bet against them in the playoffs last year. I thought obviously Burrow's good, but I was like, they're not that good. They make a run to the Super Bowl. This year, these guys are not going to be good. They start out 0-2. TJ, there's no hotter team in the league right now than the Bengals. And the way the Chiefs are playing defense and the Bills, can Cincinnati get back to the Super Bowl?
Jason, and because you're a betting man and you look at advanced stats and metrics, you should know this. And correct me if I'm wrong. This is obviously my opinion. Is there a coaching staff that's better at making halftime adjustments than the Cincinnati Bengals?
Well, I'll give you the defensive the defensive coach, yes. I don't know about Zach Taylor.
When you look at the way they shut teams down in the second half, it's not this pretty much all season long. And you go back to last year, they do a really good job at making halftime adjustments. Oh, their most recent game turned down 17-0. And then they come out after halftime and 34 goose egg the Bucks. And they're consistently doing this. And so can they get back to the Super Bowl? Obviously they're good enough. But I'm concerned that Trey Hendrickson and Sam Hubbard, both on the outside, will probably miss the remainder of the regular season. And their schedule's not easy down the stretch.
No.
It's not easy. And so you got to play, which we should win, the Patriots, and then you finish with Buffalo and Baltimore. Baltimore should have Lamar back. But, yes, the Bengals are – the firepower on offense, they have it. Defensively, if they can get – Hubbard and Hendrickson back. I like their chances. I really do. Yeah.
It's weird. They played well without Mixon. They played well without Higgins. They played well without Boyd. And then this past week, like you said,
They won without Chase.
And the defense, missing their top cornerback, missing Hubbard went down. Hendrickson barely played or did not play. I forget which one it was against Tampa. And the defense was really, really good. I don't totally understand what's happening with Cincinnati. And like you said, they won without Ja'Marr Chase. But who gets most of the credit here? The defensive coordinator, Burrow, is Zach Taylor, should he be getting more credit?
it kind of, you know how it works, is when the team is doing bad and they have really good players, we're going to blame the head coach. You know, initially it was like, oh, Zach Taylor, he's not the man for this job. He doesn't deserve this job. It's too much pressure. And all he does is lead them to the Super Bowl when Burrow was healthy. So it's like, okay, I believe everybody deserves some of the credit, because the quarterback and the head coach take far too much of the blame when things go bad, but they cannot get all of the credit when things go well. Yeah, so you have to give the defensive coordinator some credit. You have to give the head coach some credit. Joe Burrow gets a lion's share of the credit, but if that offensive line didn't improve from week two, after the first 2 weeks, it was like, same old.
Yeah.
They gelled and they improved. But you got guys on the outside and Chase and Higgins, Hurst and Boyd on the inside, mixing. They got a lot of weapons. The
Bengals, even Pirine. Pirine, the backup, looked good.
Pirine is tough, bro. Pirine is like, he seemed like he just built of concrete. Like, you don't want to run into him. And so, obviously, Burrow's going to get a lion's share of the credit. But the Bengals have a really good team. And there's no team that does well without everybody playing their part. But we in the media, we tend to give the quarterback an overload of credit. But, I mean, Brady's a prime example. The team is ass around him right now. And so he's not playing like he's accustomed to.
Yeah. I mean, the offensive line is bad, but Evans is still there. He seems healthy. Godwin's there. He seems healthy. I don't know. You just said the coaches get blamed. Like, Bowles is under some fire. Byron Leftwich is catching heat as the OC. It is weird. Brady's not getting a lot of blame. His numbers aren't terrible, but they just don't visually look the part of the Tampa Bay Bucs we've seen the last couple of years.
Because Brady isn't mobile. So that line isn't protecting. He's going to have hard. He's going to have a hard time. You pressure up the middle. Okay, maybe then I can slide outside, because Brady has great pocket presence. But Tristan Wirfs is out. Donovan Smith is the most penalized offensive lineman in the National Football League. And you're giving up pressure up the middle. Where does Brady go? You can't slide left or right. You can't step up the middle. And so Brady's a little, he's getting old. He needs to retire. He just doesn't have the offensive line. But when they win, it's Brady is this, Brady is that. You got to give the entirety of the team their credit. And specifically, not just talking to Bucks, I just feel like the teams that do well, we tend to credit the quarterback unless we think the quarterback isn't good. Like, you see a Michael Parsons say, is it Jalen Hurts or is it the team? Every other quarterback gets the credit. Why can't Jalen Hurts get it?
Well, it's interesting you bring up Hurts, because there's this idea that, well, Gardner Minshew's pretty good. And last year in the playoffs, when it was, 27-0 Bucks, everybody was calling for Gardner Minshew. Hurts can't get it done. He can't do the reads. But, I mean, TJ, these are two totally different quarterbacks. You can't run Gardner Minshew 15 times the way you run Jalen Hurts 15 times. That's just not happening. Now, can he scramble? Yeah. But all those design runs, I think he had two 20-yard touchdown runs against the Bears. It was just like drop back, and then the hole opened up, and he just went right at the middle for the touchdown. Minshew's not doing that, right?
Absolutely not. And the game plan would be different. They wouldn't put that on Minshew to play like he's Jalen Hurts.
So is that an edge for Dallas, or is that an edge for the Eagles, because Dallas doesn't totally know what's coming, even though they did face him last year? This is a totally different team with A.J. Brown.
The Eagles are such a complete team. Like, Hurts will throw for 300, and then he'll run for 150 the next game.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know how they're going to attack you and how they're going to beat you. I like Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts, I picked the Eagles to go to the Super Bowl prior to the season.
Wow.
Prior to the season.
Bold.
To play the Bills. Now, I don't like that pick because I don't like that Von Miller's hurt and Josh Allen is hurt, because his completion percentage has dropped since the injury. That concerns me, but I got to roll with it. But I saw Jalen Hurts out here all summer. I saw him out here all summer. He worked his ass off. And he's up here coaching guys on what to do and how to do it. And I'm like, they don't even play for the Eagles. And so he's just a natural leader. That's just who he is.
Well, wait a sec. I know you work out with a lot of guys. We'll get to the leading up to the draft stuff, but I didn't know you. Were you working with Hurts?
No. So I bring my receivers out there and the quarterback.
Where's out there? UCLA or
Orange County?
Orange County. Okay. Right.
And so whichever quarterbacks are out there, you know, we run routes for them. And Jalen Hurts was out there and he worked his ass off, man. He was working hard and he's not from here. You leave your comfort zone and you come out here to get better. And that's why I picked the Eagles, because I saw the work that he was putting in. I knew he was going to be better. And I said it. I said it on Fox Sports Radio. I'm taking Eagles because I seen Jalen Hurts out here working. I'm taking Eagles to go to the Super Bowl. And everybody thought I was crazy. I said, Jalen Hurts takes that next step, which I believe he will. I'm rolling with the Eagles.
So wait, so Hurts is out here working. What receivers was he throwing to? Any Eagles guys or just other guys?
No, no Eagles guys. It was just different guys throughout the league that will be coming. Or at times, it would be like some college guys. And, okay, I want you to run it like this. He just has a leadership qualities that everybody doesn't have that. He does a really good job of being a leader. He's born with that, or he was taught that at an early age, and it's just in him.
So when Hurts is out here, is that abnormal for a lot of young quarterbacks? I think this is his third year in the league. So young third-year quarterbacks, are they normally out here doing this?
They'll come. Like, I've seen a who's who. I mean, honestly, I don't know a quarterback in the league that I haven't seen out here. There's probably a handful, but they'll come here and there.
Like Hurts. Lamar Jackson, has he been out here?
Yes.
Trey Lance?
Yes.
I mean, Josh Allen has proven enough. He doesn't need to.
He comes.
He does.
Yes.
Huh. So Mac Jones?
Never seen him.
Interesting.
I mean, I'm
Tua.
Say,
how about Tua?
Never seen him out here.
I mean, some guys had their own quarterback coaches, right?
Yes, but and you don't have to come out here. It's not saying the guys that I deal with are the best. I think they are, but it's, you know, but 80% of the starting quarterbacks in the league, they come out here and I don't bug them, but I'm able to see them work and see how they take instruction when they miss a throw and then correct it the next throw. Like, I pay attention to that stuff. And so I just felt like Jalen Hurts was going to take that next step just from watching. And he did.
Zach Wilson is a guy that I first heard about, I think it was Daniel Jeremiah, maybe right before you, because you were working with him out here during leading up to the draft. And I'll never forget the way you were raving about his athletic ability and how he was like maybe the best athlete there with a bunch of cornerbacks and wide receivers. It was freaky stuff. Have you watched a lot of Zach? And B, what are your thoughts this year on him?
I've watched a ton of Zach because I feel like I know him. I mean, we're not the best of friends. We don't communicate, but if we see each other, we'll speak. Athletically, nobody's going to question his athleticism. He can run a 4.5. He's going to jump out the gym and do any dunk you want anybody to can do. Like, you'll be surprised. Like, he's doing windmill dunks. And he has a cannon for an arm, and he can throw the ball off platform from any angle. Now, he needs to clean up here. And because he's so talented, his arm talent is so great, he tends to get his feet out of position because he's so physically gifted. You can get away with that at BYU. This is the best of the best. He just needs to clean that up because he's still physically talented. Now, he can go one or two ways because mentally, you want people to believe in you and you want to believe in yourself. I believe Sunday was a step in the right direction. Threw for over 300 yards, but still some inaccuracies that needs to be cleaned up. I like Zach. He can get it done, but he has to accept accountability. I thought he was completely wrong when he came out and said he didn't play bad. He handled that wrong.
Yeah.
Because now the locker room's looking at him like, bruh, did you really just say it? You can't. Always take the blame. Always.
Are you friendly with any of those Jets receivers, Wilson or Elijah Moore, any of those guys?
I wouldn't say I'm friendly with them. I mean, I'm familiar with them, but I'm not friendly. You just, Jason, the quarterbacks are going to get all the credit. We know this.
Right.
So even if it's not your fault, you take the blame. you take the blame, because when you start doing well, they're going to give you all the credit anyway. Just take the blame.
Even though he's not a quarterback, did you see Gio Bernard of the Bucks? Did you see the video from the locker room?
Yes. And
he took all the blame. He was like, I'm not even talking about it. It was my fault. And I don't even know that it was.
And when you want a fake punt, just so you know, everybody has fake punts and fake field goals in a game plan every week. If you get a certain look in a certain situation, you're going to run it if you need it. The head coach clears it. You think the special teams coach is going to call that? The head coach has to clear that. And so the special team coach says to the head coach, hey, if we get this look, can we do it now? The head coach will say, no, you're not going to do it. And if you get the look, you go for it. I don't know who was at fault, because Gio is the PP, which is the personal protector, and you set the calls and whatnot. I don't know what happened with that, but I know every fake punt, fake field goal, the head coach clears it.
Yeah. It was like first possession of the second half deep in your own end. It was, you're dominating the game. Why would you go to that? It just felt weird.
The Bengals couldn't move the ball.
Yeah, there's no point.
They couldn't do anything. That's what they needed. And hey, I'm glad it happened.
It snowballed after that for your Bengals.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's Angie.com, or download the app today.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Let's go back to Zach Wilson. So, freaky athlete, but I'm loath to use the word entitled, but he grew up, you know, his family has some money. His uncle started an airline that's, you know, they had a lot of money. Is it tough to tell a kid, hey, man, we know you have the arm strength, and that can bail you out of a lot of crap in the Mountain West Conference or whatever, college football. But if you don't get the footwork right, you're never going to get right. That's tough for him to clean up. I know that's going to sound foreign to a lot of people.
He knows this, though, Jason. He knows right. It.
Yeah. It's just easier said than done when you, unless you really, really badly want it. And I don't, he's been told, he was the number two pick.
I don't care. When you get to college, you've been coached. No coach, like you he didn't play great every game, every year at BYU. No. There were some rough moments where you're going to be coached. And when you build a house, I don't start with the roof. It's the foundation. We start from the ground up. And everything we do in sports, it starts from the ground up. Boxers, when they learn to box, they don't start throwing hands. We work on our stance and our feet work first. Everything is from the ground up in every sport. It's no different than playing a quarterback. He knows this. He's just going to have to get back to the basics. This regime, Robert Saleh and Joe Douglas, they drafted him number two. They want to see him succeed, but they owe it to the other 52 guys on the team and the practice squad players and the rest of those coaches to play the best guy. If Mike White is the best guy,
he is.
Let's be clear. You have to play him.
I just thought of an analogy listening to you. Russell Westbrook has always been the most athletic dude. He could just jump over anyone, dunk on anyone, get in the lane, get to the hoop, and he never developed a jump shot. Never. The form, whatever, the footwork, he just never did it. He could have. He didn't. And now here he is, athleticism starting to wane, getting up there in age, and TJ, he can't shoot. So what good is he on the team? He doesn't set screens, right? He's not moving without the ball. What good is he? And he never developed the foundation, like you said. And now Russ, come off the bench.
But Westbrook experienced extreme success early in his career in the NBA. I mean, he was a really good player by his second year in the NBA. Westbrook was. Zach hasn't accomplished nowhere near what Westbrook has accomplished. Now, I'll say this. The Jets have the pieces defensively. They're fine. Like, they're really, really good. Offensively, they got the guys on the outside. They were set at running back. He's hurt. They may draft a tackle this year, and then they're set across the board.
Come on. They're desperate for it. I mean, Becton sounds like he's done there, right?
And so you draft a tackle. If your quarterback can be what you need him to be, they have a chance. But it's never easy in that division. The Bills are going to be good for the next 7, 8, 9 years, as long as Josh Allen is healthy. The Dolphins are going to be good.
Well, let's wait a second.
The Dolphins are going to be good. The Dolphins are going
to
be good.
I wanted to play a game with you.
They're not high on Tua. And I'm like,
wait, you're high on Tua?
I said before the year, Tua was going to play pretty damn well. He is.
Okay, now time out. Wait, TJ, is it McDaniel? Is it having McDaniel and Tyreek Hill?
We always want to put qualifiers on the quarterbacks or just players that we don't think.
Well, I mean, his body of work the last two seasons was nothing close to this season. This season, he looks great. Right.
Coaching matters in the NFL, but having somebody believe in you also matters. How many offensive coordinators did Tua have in his first 2 years?
I think two or three,
He had two the first year.
Yeah, they were splitting, and then another
guy. And then
Shan
Gailey, just a turnover. And he had better receivers at Alabama than he had with the Dolphins.
Yeah.
And so I felt like this year would be better. And does Mike McDaniels deserve a ton of credit? He's calling the plays. Tua believes in him. He believes in Tua. So you're going to play better. You're going to play freer. And I'll be the first to admit, Tua's played some bad games here recently. The best quarterbacks in the world, which are in the NFL, they're going to have – the best of the best, the Joe Burrows, the Patrick Mahomes, the Josh Allens, they're going to have one or two bad games a year. Max.
They've been through it. Like Mahomes, was it last year? Remember he went through that stretch with a bunch of turnovers?
Yes.
Or was that 2 years? Yeah, that was last year, yeah.
And so the second tier guys, they're going to have 3 to 4, maybe 5 average games a year. That's where Tua fits in at. He's ascending. He's not descending. He's accurate. He has good receivers. He has a good coach. He didn't play well against the Chargers and the Niners. But outside of that, he's been pretty good.
So you're a believer. I'm still on the fence. Let's play this quick game. Do they take a quarterback or not early in the draft. So we're going to go through the team. So Houston's at one.
Absolutely. They have the
okay. Well, hold up. Do they take a defensive guy, the Georgia tackle, the edge rusher from Bama, and say we would rather wait for Caleb Williams next year, or do they roll the dice with Stroud, Young? Some people seem to like Will Levis. What do you? What's your gut telling you on Houston? Because they're probably going to have a new coach. I don't think Lovie Smith is going to be the guy.
If this is what I'll say. If you're going to draft a non-quarterback, I believe Lovie Smith stays the coach.
Because he's a defensive guy and it won't really matter, right?
And then you can fire him because they're going to lose. And then that new head coach will have Caleb Williams. Because
they're going
to be the worst team in the league. That's what I could see happening. So
what is the other side of the coin? First of all, is Houston even a good job? It has been toxic for a while. Skill position players.
It's extremely toxic. And
do you have any friends there?
I paid attention to this until I started listening to Colin about this. And he talks about dysfunction. And you think talent can beat dysfunction, but it cannot. If you're not on the same page from top to bottom, it's tough. It's tough because at time you can, Nick Caserio, you knew last year he was calling the shots. Yeah. You're not the coach, bro. You're calling the shots like you're
the coach. That guy's gone now or is he still there?
He's still there. Ooh. Like, you can't be telling the coach what to do. They're talking about he was like calling plays, like, know your role and just do your job. You hire me. Let me do my job. And so if they don't draft a quarterback, I believe Lovie Smith will be the head coach, and then they will go for Caleb Williams next year.
Which makes sense.
Now, does Caleb Williams want that? Who's going to be the head coach with this NIL thing? Now, players
maybe they, ask Caleb Williams his input. I don't know.
But I'm drafting Bryce Young.
Really?
Me.
Number one?
I'm drafting Bryce Young.
He's you worked with him?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Well, you have a personal, intimate knowledge of Bryce Young. First of all, let's get it out of the way. Obviously, you're bigger than him, right?
Say it again?
You're bigger than Bryce Young.
Oh, yeah.
How? Now I mean is he my height? Because he is, they list him at 6 foot.
Probably.
I don't know.
I'll say he's about 5'11". 190 to 200 pounds.
Oh, so he's kind of thick. He's not like a twig. Like Zach Wilson's a bit of a twig.
Nah, he's a little thicker than Zach. He's more. Zach is narrow in the shoulders. Like Bryce isn't as narrow.
Bryce Young. I
great accuracy, great pocket presence, throws with great anticipation.
I mean, you better have pocket presence when you're 5'11", 190. You know, Josh Hill's like, 6'5", 230?
You go to the Texans again.
Yeah.
He has less talent at receiver.
Oh, significantly
in NFL than what he had in college.
All right, let's skip Chicago. Obviously, I like Fields. Three, Denver has the pick, but they don't because of the Russell Wilson trade. It goes to Seattle. Geno Smith has exceeded expectations for much of the year. He started to fade down the stretch. Drew Lock, the backup. You go and let's say Houston goes defense one, Chicago goes offensive line, whatever. Seattle, do they go Bryce Young?
No.
Will Pete Carroll? Definitely not.
Pete Carroll's not going to draft a quarterback that high. He's going to, in my opinion, stay on the defensive side of the ball because that's who he is. The Seattle Seahawks defense, they're not very good.
Bad.
And so they need a guy up front. I'm taking a D-tackle from Georgia.
Carter, yeah, he's very
Brandon
good.
Carter.
Okay.
So that's where I would go. Geno is showing you he can get it done.
Yeah. Well, what if they miss the playoffs, though, TJ? Because it's trending that way. They're at KC this week.
They may miss the playoffs. But going into the season, everybody said the Seattle Seahawks would win 3 or 4 games.
Yeah.
So they've exceeded expectations. Now, they may still get in. They do have a tough schedule remaining. They play the Chiefs this weekend. But I would go D-tackle. I don't see Pete drafting a quarterback that high. Like, it's just very rare you see defensive coaches do that.
So then the next one at four is interesting because it's supposed to be the Rams, but they don't have the pick. It goes to Detroit. Jared Goff has been pretty damn good indoors. He has, I believe, 3 touchdown passes in 6 outdoor games this season. I don't know. Are you riding with Goff? I don't even know who his backup is, but it's not a guy that's young and promising. Do you think Detroit goes QB?
Detroit would have to look hard at a CJ Stroud because I believe Bryce would go one. He is.
The Detroit offensive line, TJ, is among the best in the league.
You'd have to consider it.
Yeah. And you get Stroud in there.
He can sit a year. Goff can play that year. CJ can learn that system, that offense, and be ready to go. And now they got a rookie quarterback for 4 years on a rookie deal. Build around him and let's go. So Goff starts year one of that rookie quarterback, which I believe should be CJ. And after that, I believe his contract is up, or he may have another one. You figure something out and you move on to CJ. Now you can really build a team around him because you got a quarterback on a rookie contract for 4 years.
Yeah, the arrow's pointing up at Detroit. They're not going to be – I know they drafted – what was it, number one last year or two? No, they drafted two, Aiden Hutchinson. They're not going to be able – it seems like there's too much talent for them to be drafting again this high, so I agree. Arizona, probably not taking a quarterback, but I think they need to draft one. They need to draft one in the draft, not five. But six is Indy. There is some chatter out there on the interwebs today as we record this Tuesday that Matt Campbell from Iowa State will be the guy in Indy.
Oh, they're 100%. And Indy's a team that let's hope Rice or CJ drop. They need a quarterback in the worst way. They need a quarterback bad.
Yeah.
And so they're for sure going to draft a quarterback. And they hope the scenario of Houston doesn't draft a quarterback because as much as Will Levis is extremely talented, it was up and down. He'll be out here with us, so I'll be able to see.
Oh, okay. Have you seen him before?
Never, but I'll see him often.
Yeah, I'll just say there's a couple coaches who come through Fox, and they have their eye a little bit on college, and two of them have mentioned Will Levis
before
Bryce Young and CJ Stroud. So I don't know if this is like a measurable thing.
One group will have CJ and Bryce, and the other group will have Will. So I'll be able to tell. I'll see it for myself.
This is good. We'll definitely have to have you back. You know, in the off season when you're training all these guys, or I'll just pop down to Orange County and maybe run some routes.
Come on,
all right, TJ Houshmandzadeh, Fox Sports Radio. TJ, hey man, happy holidays to you and your family. Obviously, I like following you on IG. You always got good content. Be safe out there, man.
I appreciate it. Hopefully, we gave you what the title of this podcast is: Straight Fire, baby.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.